A bill that would stop the state of Utah from expanding its Medicaid program under the Affordable Care Act passed a committee vote on Wednesday night. The original version of House Bill 391 would have declared the Affordable Care Act null and void in Utah, but legislative lawyers warned it would likely be found unconstitutional by a court. So Representative Jacob Anderegg of Lehigh offered a substitute that simply forbids the governor and the Department of Health from expanding Utah's Medicaid program. As the committee discussed the substitute bill, Representative Ken Ivory said Utah has to stand up to the federal government on the issue, while Representative Johnny Anderson argued for a more practical approach.
If we roll over, everyone else rolls over, and the federal government continues to grow in power, it's the nature and disposition of man and government to amass unbridled power. We can enable that.
Representative Anderson, does that answer your question?
Not even close. If we choose to not accept Medicaid, we're not nullifying anything. We're not exercising jurisdictional authority over any other part of the Affordable Care Act. We still pay the tax.
The committee adopted the substitute and sent it on to the House on a 9-6 vote. Governor Gary Herbert urged legislators, though, not to limit his options before the health department finishes its Medicaid study.
It's probably better off to let us go through the thoughtful, methodical study where we have all the information on the table and then make the decision.
HB 391 moves on now to a vote in the full House. Dan Bomas, KUER News.